Hi, welcome to Bridal Style Blog Wedding Podcast. It is such a big week for us because it is Bridal Fashion Week, and we are so excited to have Jacqueline Jordan, New York City, with us tonight, and she is going to talk about being unveiled, all those amazing things that help you once you say yes to the dress. And, I mean, Claire, you can chime in at any time. You know that.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
You pick the best dress that there is out there. You pick the best dress, the best dress. You still have
always
to accessorize it, ladies. You cannot leave it stiff.
You can't. And when I think about the beautiful, beautiful veils that Jacqueline has, I just think about how well it complements the bride's
I love her veils. I love her accessories. I love her boleros. I mean, and what we saw last market with the tulle skirts, which are very cute, I think, for a first look or a second look. And even a bachelorette party. She has so much stuff. I mean, her collection just keeps expanding. I'm very excited about it. And I can't wait for you guys to understand. So why don't you tell everybody how to join the Twitter party, Claire?
Yes, tonight, go ahead and get on Twitter and use the hashtag BridalStyleBlog, and we will be answering your questions. So during the show, just send out those tweets, and we'll be right back with you. So we already have Twitter booming up already, so I'm excited. We're ready.
All right, guys, so Jacqueline Jordan's going to answer your questions via Twitter, or you can call in 347-843-4193. I will turn your mic on once I see you. I'm launching the chat room now. So, ladies, let's have fun. Grooms, if you want to buy the bride Sunday, because I saw a couple of you liking the pictures on IG, feel free. Call in, reach out to the website. And Jacqueline, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, ladies.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I am good. I am good. I'm so excited for tonight and for Bridal Fashion Week. It is just a lot happening this week.
It is a lot going on. And what better way to celebrate than kicking off with Jacqueline Jordan, New York City, because I don't think people forget accessories. I just think when it comes to bridal styling, it's kind of like something we tend to, either there's one piece they build around or they just plow it on at the end. Jacqueline, can you help brides with bridal styling?
Oh, yes, of course, absolutely. It is. It is one of those things that, you know, you kind of don't think about until, you know, you're just a few weeks or maybe like 2 months away from your wedding and you're like, oh, no, I need a veil or I need a bolero, whatever it is. You know, it's just one of those things that there isn't a ton of focus on, which is unfortunate because you can really transform your whole look by doing a different type of veil or a different type of accessory.
That's great to know. And not only
that,
I'd like to know about so far as, and I find a lot of brides go through this, I've seen you guys up close. Shout out to the brides of 2015, 2016. Sometimes when people think they're going to add their bolero or belt, whatever you want to call it, brides, late, they cannot get the belt they wanted. I mean, why
is that? Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know,
what is that about?
The thing about that is, you know, designers have production timelines. So some designers have things in stock ready to go the second you order it, and others might not. Sometimes it's like a made-to-order kind of situation. So if you find a designer that has things in stock, you're ready to go. But if you don't, you're going to have to wait, you know, 4 to 8 weeks, depending on the designer's production requirements. So you definitely have to leave time to find those right accessories.
That's good to know, because I always wonder, basically, I mean, I've been in certain bridal salons, and they'll just tell brides, you know, you can't have it. If you want it here, you have to go somewhere else. And I find that interesting, because sometimes it seems like the boleros are harder to get than the actual dresses.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I mean, Jacqueline Jordan New York, we do a production time typically anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the time of year and how backed up with orders we are. So, you know, for us, I would say it's a little quicker to average for accessories. You know, and it could be that the salon the bride is visiting just doesn't have the right designers or the right selection for what she's looking for or what they can offer. Also, if the bride is looking at a bolero that's made by a bridal designer that their whole focus is on the gown, typically those accessories like a bolero or a removable skirt will fall into the same production timeline as if they were ordering a gown.
So when do you think, if I was purchasing a veil from you, what's the lead time I need on that? What should I do? What's my process? How do I go about it? Because I think a lot of times people just, you know, somebody will put a veil on your head while you're shopping for your dress, and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have more than two veils, I noticed, because, well, at least more than one, because they've chosen the wrong one first. So how can you help the brides decide or give them some steps so they can make better choices when choosing their veil?
Absolutely. So I would think about a couple of things whenever you are taking those steps to choose the veil. I would consider the look, the overall feeling and look that you want for wedding day. You know, are you wanting to do something really romantic and classic? Are you wanting to do something kind of like minimalistic and modern? If you're wanting to do something minimalistic and modern, don't do a lace mantilla with your dress. Sure, it could go together and look really nice, but at the end of the day, if that's not the vision for yourself, you need to do something that's like a cut edge, something very clean, just kind of ethereal and floating with you, and that's going to give you that modern look. Where on the other side, if you're wanting that kind of like classic romance feeling, you know, you're going to want a little embellishment, maybe a scattered pearl detail or lace, you know, something long. So you definitely need to think about your vision as a whole for who you want to be. And, I mean, you know, brides are using Instagram and Pinterest and all those things to kind of gather pictures and inspiration. Have that with you. Think about what you're looking for. Show your stylist. Shop around online. You know, you can shop JacquelineJordanNYC.com. We have an e-commerce site, so you can look at all of the different veils, see what's looking right for your day, and you can shop there as well.
And maybe you can help us understand, because your collection is very different, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I love that your items are something I can hand down to my daughter, to my goddaughter, your heirlooms. Maybe you can, you know, explain the quality of your accessories. Because I think it's very important that a lot of times, ladies, and I'm just saying it from experience, your children or the people your children marry will not pick your dress. They will not pick your dress.
No,
most
they
likely
won't.
They will choose your veil. They will choose an accessory as there's something borrowed. So heirloom quality is very, very important, which is why we adore Jacqueline Jordan so much. So Jacqueline, maybe you can tell everybody what makes your collection so unique in this.
Definitely. So heirloom quality means, you know, exactly what you're saying. It is a piece that can be passed down for generations, and how that happens. And, you know, let me give you just a little backstory real quick. The whole reason that I decided to manage this brand this way is because whenever I was getting married, you know, I definitely wasn't wearing my mom's dress. She got married in the 80s. It had like a turtleneck and long sleeves, and that wasn't happening. But I said, oh, you know, I could use some of the lace that was on her veil. That would be so sweet. You know, we pull it out of my grandmother's cedar chest. That lace is yellow. It is hard. There was no salvaging it. There was nothing I can do. And the whole reason is because the lace was glued to the tulle. And so because of that, you know, my whole thought of using this piece of lace for my mom from her wedding day, it wasn't a reality. So I knew whenever I started my brand that I wanted things to be done in a proper way. I wanted these pieces to be able to be passed down throughout the generations. So we sew everything. All of the laces are sewn on. Everything is sewn. We don't use glue in the production. And that is a great thing because you are able to pass these veils and these lace tops and everything else down to the next generation without having to worry about any damage caused by the chemicals and other substances in glue that break down materials.
Mm-hmm. That is such
amazing.
I really, really love Jacqueline Jordan, New York City. I like it for that, basically, because it definitely, you can tell the difference between sewn on and glued on. You can't tell on that day, but you can tell later. And even sometimes, you know, veils do not, unfortunately, remember back way when, they didn't used to hold up the entire day either. And now that we have the cathedral looks and people want to put people under their veil. They want to take certain shots with the veil blowing up. It's very important to have a nice quality veil, ladies.
Absolutely.
So important. Your veil is part of your aisle style. Do not sleep on that. It is definitely part of your aisle style. And it is what everybody is looking at before they see your face. I mean, if you don't have a blusher, they're still looking at it from the back. And you're looking at it from your wedding photography pictures before you say, I do. It's very important. Not to mention, it's pretty.
Yeah.
We love all
it is. I mean, it's so beautiful. And especially,
so I know we're not.
The veils from, when you mentioned from the back, how you look from the back, I think a lot of times brides forget about that as well, about choosing the proper veil for how the back of their dress looks.
Right, absolutely. If you have a dress that has, like, some tears or something like that on it, you need to make sure that your veil is a length that it's either mashing up with one of those tear layers or that it goes, you know, to the edge of your train, because otherwise it's going to, like, cut you in a really awkward place and it's going to create a terrible line in the back. So you have to think about
that. I'm just going to say it. Since you brought this up, let's be real for a minute for the brides of 2015, 2016. What if I pick the dress that has a little bit of butt crack? Do I want a what kind of
baby
veil?
Got back.
I mean, because they're all over the place right now. Just real talk, they're all over. I mean,
they're everywhere.
Did you shout out to Michael? Did you see his last collection? I mean, like, dip, dip, dip. He said it's all about the back, baby. But it's cracked.
We're going to have to use the lace to cover that all up right there.
What do you do about that? Because this is the trend now. Baby wants back. But, you know, what if I'm getting married?
I mean, you know, a low back is beautiful. But a low, low, low back, like, I don't know, personally speaking, I think that's rough for the bedroom on wedding night.
But you know what? It's the trend right now. I think cover it up in the ceremony. Cover it up. You cannot go birdcage when you have butt crack in the church.
I don't know. Talk to your priest. See if it's okay. Instead of worrying about front cleavage, you're worrying about it in the back now. Oh, no.
I mean, it is. I mean, you know, not to get off topic, ladies, but we all know what we're talking about. And, you know, these are the dresses that are pursued by brides right now. And, you know, baby has back in the church. So I think, ladies, let's cover that up with a veil. Let's send grandma into cardiac arrest.
No one wants to put grandma in the hospital.
And embarrass dad in front of his friends. Yeah, we don't need to do that. Just cover it up, and then do your Miami at your reception.
You go. That's the way to do it. Absolutely.
Now, I know I'm cheating here, but I know it's Bridal Fashion Week, so I'm not going to keep everyone long. But can you, and Claire, manage Twitter for me. If you see any questions, just chime in anytime. can we have a sneak? We can't have a sneak peek, but can we hear something?
Oh,
we can't wait till Saturday about the new collection.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose I can share some things. In our new collection, you are going to see some really gorgeous embroidered sparkly veils, which is
really
new and exciting for us. Yes.
Ooh.
And it's different. It is not like your normal embellished sparkle veil. Like, it is on point. I am super pumped about how these came together. And you were talking about them before, and I know you love them, but of course we have some modifications on our tulle skirts, and we have another skirt that maybe is made of something besides tulle. You'll just have to wait on that one, I guess. Yes. You'll have to
wait. I'm glad I'm taking it early Saturday. Nail biting until then, toe tapping. I cannot wait.
Yes.
Ladies, I see a lot of you on the blog. Your mics are off because this is my good girlfriend, who is hilarious, by the way. Hey, tell your husband I said hello, by the way.
He was like, are there people coming over for this? I said, no, baby, I'm calling in. He's so cute.
Tell him we said hello. I want to announce, because I have a feeling that's why everybody's on this blog right now. And they want to be unveiled with you. Is there anything you want to give the brides in priceless advice when choosing the correct, how can I say this? Because it goes further than embellishments. You need a veil.
Yeah.
You need accessories. You need shoes.
Yeah.
You need these things. So is there any priceless tip to get them to decide to incorporate this into their bridal style earlier rather than the leftover coin after the price tag?
I think that my biggest piece of advice is, you know, it is so much easier for you as a bride to figure out your whole look whenever you are in your dress. Whenever you are in your dress, you can see, you know, how it looks on you. You can try different things. And if you feel like a veil that you're trying or a bolero or other accessory that you're trying at the bridal salon or with your designer is the right fit, go with it. You know, trust your gut on these things and don't wait until the end, because at the end you're probably going to be at some other salon and they won't have your dress and you're going to be in jeans and a t-shirt trying to think, oh, is this going to look good with my dress? I don't know, you know? It can be really challenging. Yeah.
Exactly. So, or in your bridal suite, telling your wedding planner, go get those other earrings because I don't like these. Or ripping earrings out of somebody else's ear because they match your style more than.
Yeah.
And you don't want that kind of confusion on your wedding day. Yeah, it's very true. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it, Claire. It's not cute.
Yes.
It's just not relaxing. It's not cute. You want your bridal style to be as planned as your wedding day. So
absolutely.
This is the integral part. The veil is not something that you just pick because they only had five in the store.
No. Yeah. And also
or they
with
only
that,
had
if
one
you,
available.
Right. And if you are in the salon and you're trying on different options and it doesn't feel right and you aren't seeing what you envision or anything that you feel like goes well with your dress and your style, then absolutely look around and take those pieces that you might find back to the bridal salon for your first fitting or in between, you know, your dress being ordered and it coming in, and just try on some different options. You know, your salon, typically speaking, should be really happy to accommodate and help you, because at the end of the day, they want you to be happy with your look because you are a reflection of them. So go in, take the things that you might want to wear, and that will help you, you know, get everything checked off your list. There's nothing worse than having a checklist of, you know, find veil, find earrings, find shoes, and having to wait and rush. Yeah.
Exactly. And don't be shy about bringing a veil from another place into your fittings, guys. I see a lot of you are pretty shy about that. Like, I'll get a look like, no, Order the one you want from wherever. Put it on your head
when
you're in your gown.
Oh,
yeah.
We have a question.
Oh, yay.
Okay. This question comes from Tear the Joy event in California.
Hey, Adrian.
And she says, should a bride choose the dress before the veil?
Yes. I would definitely say dress before the veil. You can find a veil to go with the dress at any time.
Exactly. What do you say if somebody is wearing their mother's veil?
Oh, well, if someone is wearing their mother's veil, now that brings a whole other thing into it, because if you are incorporating an heirloom, then I would say, yes, you need to consider the veil with that and take the veil with you. If you think that you're going to wear someone's veil, mom's, grandma's, sister's veil, take it with you whenever you are trying it on. It will make your trying on process so much easier. And also, you know, beforehand, talk to the person that you're borrowing the veil from and ask if it's okay if you make any modifications to it. You know, a lot of brides who are getting married now, their moms were married in the 70s and the 80s, maybe even some younger brides that are moms were married in the 90s. You know, those veils.
Yes, you have to take something to that.
Yes, you might have to make an adjustment, you know, like if your mom wore a Juliet cap, you probably don't want to wear the Juliet cap now. You know, you probably want to take that away. So talk to them in advance and see what kind of modifications they are comfortable with you making to their veil. Some people are totally fine with it. Others aren't okay with that, and they want to preserve the initial design. So talk to them.
That's great, great advice. Thanks for tweeting in, Taj. What? how do people get in touch? Like, if I'm shopping for a veil and I come to your site, what are the proper steps? What's the easiest steps? How do I find a veil on a website? What if I'm insecure and I say, oh, no, I can only get it from this grand warehouse where they have 12 veils? How do I decide?
Yeah, so, you know, the best thing to do would be to reach out to us and, you know, ask us some questions if you have any concerns or if you just want some more information on you know, our veils and a specific style. You know, we have a contact page, so you can email us your questions right through there. I get questions from brides all the time about different pieces that they see on the site. And then from there, if we decide to do something, you know, slightly modified from what you see on the website, because we are totally down for that, and we like to do some kind of pseudo-custom things for our brides, just let us know, and we can work with you that way as well. It doesn't have to just be what you see on the website. You can always use that as, like, a jumping-off point and say, you know, I want this length, but I would like this lace instead, or, you know, whatever. We're totally flexible.
Yeah, I like those. They have a lot of options.
I love that.
Yeah.
Jasmine, thank
you
so much. We're not going to keep you because I know it's Bridal Fashion Week.
No worries.
Thank you for lending your time yet again to Bridal Style Blog. Guys, you have to go to our YouTube channel to see Vintage Jacqueline on one of her first videos with us. It's hilarious. It's not on the Bridal Style site, but it's on the YouTube channel. It is hilarious. And she's talking about in detail which made her start this company. And it is funny. I watch it whenever I'm sad because it makes me crack up. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is to shoot me an email. You can email me at Jacqueline, J-A-C-L-Y-N, at Jacqueline. JordanNYC.com. And you can also follow
us
on Instagram and Facebook and all
Definitely.
That kind of stuff. It's Jacqueline Jordan, New York, NY. Jacqueline Jordan, NY.
If you guys want to really participate, definitely follow her on Instagram. And I'm going to let Jacqueline right now announce our amazing giveaway this month. Starting today, we're starting the race. Jacqueline, explain to everybody how they can win and what will they win.
Okay, so what you are entering for is a chance to win our super gorgeous Allison Veil. The Allison Veil is a chapel-length veil. It does have a blusher, and it has this really beautiful 2-inch wide horsehair trim, which gives it like some gorgeous fullness. It feels a little modern, but can totally be paired with a classic gown. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like one of our best veils that we have.
I love it.
Yes. So, thank you. Okay, so as far as the terms for entering, you need to follow Bridal Style Blog and Jacqueline Jordan NY on Instagram. And then I don't remember everything else. What else was it, Dana? You have to repost.
Okay,
it.
So you have to write in and you have to tell us why you deserve this veil. So we're actually asking you to be unveiled, bride. Why do you deserve the Allison Veil to win it? I mean, if you don't want to do that, just go and purchase it from the website, and it is definitely worth it because it will bring out any gown you have, especially for my modern brides or my classic brides who want to look a little modern. And I even think that it gives a classic touch to people who pulled the trigger too early. Just saying, I know some of you are out there. And it definitely spruces it up and makes it gorgeous. Go to the site right now. It's up on Bridal Style Blog. You can go and see it at JacquelineJordanNYC.com and take a look at the Allison Veil and many other veils there. If you're just going to pull the trigger to purchase, you can do that now. For guys who are entering this giveaway, you are going to definitely enter by, one, don't forget to follow Bridal Style Blog and Jacqueline Jordan NY on IG, guys, on IG. Make sure you repost the picture of the Allison Veil and make sure you write in to bridaldays@gmail.com why you want it. I don't think that's hard at all. I cannot wait. And, guys, everything's confidential, okay? So if you write something in that somebody did something back to you, we're not going to shout you out on the podcast. So feel comfortable about that. Thank you so much for joining us, Jacqueline. I cannot wait to see you Saturday.
You are welcome.
Kisses and hugs.
Thank
you.
Oh,
yes, ma'am. Ooh, there is one last piece of advice, super quick, that I want to add to this conversation. Brides always say to me, Jacqueline, how long should I wear my veil, blah, blah, blah. You need to wear your veil for, at the very least, your first dance, and then you can take it off. It makes for the most beautiful pictures ever. People think only about the ceremony and photos. Leave it on for your first dance. Trust me, you will be super happy you did.
That's so true, because a lot of people remove their veils before they have their formal entrance. So you're saying wear it for the formal entrance and your first dance.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And then I can put on my different, if I have a color bolero, like if I want all white in the church and I want a color bolero, then I can switch after that.
Absolutely.
In
you
that
can
case,
change
I better
it
have
up.
A stunning veil.
That's right. Well, with Jacqueline Jordan New York, you will.
I'm not worried about my veil because you're doing it.
Yes, ma'am.
Guys, shout out to Jacqueline Jordan, NYC.com, for joining us. We will see you Saturday, lovely. And stay tuned, because you know I'm going to just post everything, hugs and kisses. Don't forget to tell the hubby we said thank you for lending us you tonight.
I
know you're like going to do a million things for bridal fashion. Guys.
That's right.
Make sure you stay tuned to us. We are going to be bringing you what's only the best and what's only new, because we don't like to see what's been done 100 times. So we'll see you on the other end and have an amazing, amazing, amazing bridal fashion. Only wedding site that gives you real world advice, wedding advice, and tips that are 100% effective. Realize.